The project is located on a waterfront lot near the Pensacola Country Club. When completed, it will be a solar-powered, single-family home surrounded by mature oak trees. Dave Robau is a building scientist with National Energy USA. He is also the project manager for Smart Home Pensacola. We spoke on the raised slab of the house on a cloudy day in April as the building crew worked on the home.
The whole concept of a smart home is a house that's, number one, built to the microclimate, which means in this area where we have hurricanes, this home will far withstand a traditionally, house that's built to code. So the idea is you build a solid foundation using advanced construction techniques, which we have, and then you add the smart components.
The smart part of the house begins with solar power generation and storage.
In this particular house, we'll have solar photovoltaics to generate electricity. We have a partnership with Tesla where we'll be storing a lot of the energy that's generated so that we can use it during days like today where it's really not a good solar day.
The house will still be linked to the electric grid for days when the homeowners will need more power than they can generate. For those other days, they'll be selling power back to the electric company. But power generation is only part of what makes the home smart.
And then a lot of the automation comes in using things like occupancy sensors, roll down shades, home automation and the different technologies, so that those are more creature comforts where the owners don't really have to think about setting the temperature, changing the lights, different things like that. We'll set up what are called scenes, and then you'll have a day scene, you'll have a party scene, you'll have a night scene, different things like that. And a lot of it is just designed to be intuitive so the homeowners just feel more comfortable in their home.
The home will also have a geofence surrounding the property. Dave Robau says this enables the technology in the home to be in sync with the homeowners.
Geofencing is a concept where it's typically tied to your phone, as an example. So I can set up a profile if I'm the owner of the home and I like to listen to NPR when I come home from work. So that's all pre-programmed in. Maybe I like to set the temperature down to 74 degrees, etc. So when I enter into this geofence, if you will, which is this kind of invisible barrier, my home is talking to my phone and knows that I've arrived and then starts setting to the different scenes that I have already pre-programmed.
The house also reacts if somebody who is not the homeowner enters that invisible barrier.
If somebody pulls up to the driveway or if somebody's on the back door, there's a lot of technology, with floodlights outside, cameras, different things. You can actually see that on your phone as somebody's approaching. So you'll know when somebody's coming, whether it's the mailman or somebody you don't want. And then your home will alert you of what's happening.
And it's not just the technology that makes the house unique. Robau says the home, which is being built on Pensacola Bay, will stand up to most storms that may come our way.
This is a 300-year house. What we've done is through a lot of the partnerships that we've pulled together with the different vendors and the contractors on this particular house. This house is set on concrete piles. The whole slab is a product called Light Deck, which is an insulated concrete deck system. So this house is going to be here for 300 years. We've used advanced framing techniques with a product called Structural Insulated Panel Systems, or SIPS. So this is a well-built house. This is far and above what you'd have to build for the Florida Building Code.
From a distance, the work site looks like any other home construction project. It's when you get up close that you notice the difference the structural insulated panel system makes. David Butler is the president of Loxley Hawk Environmental Construction, which is building the home.
The ease of this going together, the exterior walls were delivered on a Tuesday, and by noon, 2 days later, we had all the exterior walls up and braced off and ready for interior framing. There's a big speed of construction using these structural insulated panels, plus the ability to have the insulation already been in place in them. So you've got the structural element of the exterior walls plus the insulation already provided in one shot.
The panels are also precisely pre-cut, which makes installing windows and doors much easier and helps form a tighter fit, preventing heat or cooling loss and saving energy. Butler says it's important to make sure subcontractors like heating, plumbing, and electrical workers are familiar with the SIPS building system.
You bring in your tradesmen early on to make sure that they're all comfortable with the structural insulated panel, the SIPS system. But everybody that I'm working with right now is familiar with the process. They've worked well with us on this to get everything done. And it's just a little bit extra on the front end to make sure everything's coordinated, but everything works out fine.
The original plan was for the home to be move-in ready in the fall. But Dave Robaugh says delays in the new solar roof will probably move that date back a bit.
We're pretty adamant, as are the homeowners, that we want to showcase the latest technology. And the Tesla solar roof is the latest technology. It's a photovoltaic building integrated panel system, which just blends seamlessly into the roof design. That's going to be out a little bit. So that's what we're wrestling with right now. What we'll most likely do is put a temporary roof until that product is available. So other than that, had it not been for that, this type of construction goes up fast. And we'd be having Thanksgiving Day dinner in that other room right there. But given that, given the delay on that particular product, it might push out our certificate of occupancy until the homeowners are able to move in, probably till February.
Whenever the move-in date comes, Robaugh says there will be opportunities for people to come see the finished product and learn more about smart home technology. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.